You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Again, it's Wednesday, September 11, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's get into these lies and disinformation from these idiots. We got a longer version of this going up on X right now that McBreen put together, did an excellent job. It's going to have a headline, basically. Bombshell lie. Kamala Harris. What's the headline be? Or video. Kamala Harris caught in massive post-abortion lie. Debating Trump. Because it's about 5 minutes long. I don't have time to air that because there's so many lies to get to. Here's a shorter version of it. And I'm going to go into the stack and show you this. And then we've got a Second Amendment compilation in fracking as well. And then I'm going to, just because of time, I won't have time to play all these videos. I'll play some. I'll go into the other 22 lies. It's 22. So let's get started on abortion. Here it is.
You should ask, will she allow abortion in the 8th month, 9th month, 7th month?
Come on.
Okay, would you do that? Why don't you ask her that question?
Why don't you answer the
problem.
Question? Would you
because
veto?
Under Roe v. Wade,
answer the question,
you,
would
could,
you, veto?
You could do abortions in the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th month.
That's not true.
And probably after birth. Just look at the governor, former governor of Virginia. The governor of Virginia said, we put the baby aside and then we determine what we want to do with the baby.
President, there is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born. Madam Vice President, I want to get your response to President Trump.
Well, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was.
And the longer clip is really powerful. He says, we decided not resuscitate. And that means generally in terms not defibrillate or not start a heart that's not going. Don't perform CPR. But in the bioethics boards they've set up the last 30 years that he's on at that hospital, or was previously before he was governor, that term means we decide it's not a human, it's not living, it's not viable. We keep it comfortable, and then we harvest its organs because they can get more money by waiting a few days or even a couple weeks till all the orders come in and they got it ready, and then they butcher it in one spot. And I want to show you some headlines dealing with this right here. Overhead shot, please. Here's Tim Walz, remove requirements to try to save babies born after abortion or after they're born. Same thing in New York, a bunch of other states. I've got a list of those. Abortion up to birth passes in 2022 under Prop 3. It allows abortion up to birth in any HCP. Here's a breakdown. But how late in pregnancy each state allows abortions. And these states, Vermont, New Jersey, D.C., Oregon, Colorado, New Mexico, allow it even after the birth. You know what? It's important. Let's air McBreen's full abortion clip, and then I'll get to the guns and the fracking, because I want you to see more of the Northam clip. Here that is.
No exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions, as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion, even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. When we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this.
So that's good. The governor of Virginia encouraged murder on a podcast.
And that's not actually
that's good.
A surprising fact. Let's understand how we got here.
Pin her down for a minute.
Donald Trump.
Guys, I want you to pull up the governor that was there 4 years ago, who was the former baby harvesting doctor, who said, where he says we keep the baby alive after, and then we harvest its organs. I want to get that clip. I want to put that clip out with Trump, and I want to put it out with her, with the reporter saying that's not true. Okay, go back to him.
In one state, it provides prison for life. Trump abortion bans that make no exception even for rape and incest, which understand what that means. A survivor of a crime, a violation.
Oh, that happened to the friend she knew. She made that up, like working at McDonald's.
To make a decision about what happens.
Well, it's just hilarious.
To body next. That is
saying it's the Trump abortion ban.
One does not.
Is
have to
first of all, it's inaccurate.
The Supreme Court ruling.
But it's actually good. Like the right wing is the one attacking Trump on abortion. It's not the left. So okay.
Well, I mean, he could just say, "Yeah, I'm not for killing babies." But here we go.
I have talked with women around our country. You want to talk about this is what people wanted? Pregnant women who want to carry.
They're going to say this is the moment when she won the debate.
Suffering from a miscarriage, being denied care
all they
in
got.
An emergency room because the health care providers are afraid.
Or the baby died from a COVID shot, or the baby died that picked up fentanyl, or the baby's being smuggled across the border. We're talking about kids, 325,000 missing under you.
A 13-year-old survivor of incest. Being forced to carry a pregnancy to term? They don't want that.
She knew this question was coming. They gave her this question.
And I pledge to you.
It's her scripted response. She's probably practiced it 10 times.
When Congress passes a bill to put back in place the protections of Roe v. Wade, as president of the United States, I will proudly sign...
That's enough. Okay, so the point is, we have Axios on screen. There's the states in gray where they kill babies even after they're born. And I can play you the clips of New York, which isn't even on that list. They have it there, too. So that list isn't even complete. That's from 2023. And Kamala, as the attorney general, prosecuted pro-life reporters that undercover exposed their, quote, selling babies with still beating hearts to universities and institutions and biomedical labs. You can pull that up. Still beating baby hearts sold. And then you read, it's the whole body. So you hear, oh, a woman's having a miscarriage. She can't get care. If the baby's viable and she's having a miscarriage, it comes to the hospital and it's 7 months old, she doesn't then say that the doctors at a liberal hospital, you want to resuscitate or you want to get the organs? Then they clip the cord, take the living baby off, say it's not a human, and harvest its organs. Yeah, and here's the investigative reports they got put in prison for, where they're talking about, I'm going to buy a Ferrari with the money. Fetal trafficking under oath. So they did their job, they got prison time and giant fines for it. All because they don't want you to know this industry is going on. And if we're going to kill babies at 7, 8, 9 months or after they're born, why not sell kids as slaves and disappear them or put them in slave labor? Or sex slavery, which we know is going on. This is a bottomless pit. This is America losing its soul. All right, let's move into the fracking and the Second Amendment. Again, I've got 10 clips that I've seen. We minimize it to a few because we don't want it to be too long. And then we have dozens and dozens of clips of her saying, go after the Simeonas. She said both last night, I don't want your guns. Waltz hunts. I love guns. She's got American flag pin. She hates America. It's all pure crap. And she said, that's ridiculous. I never said fracking. You're a liar. Now, that would be like if I was in a debate and they said, you said 9/11 was an inside job. And I went, you're a liar. I never said that. There's 100 times, 1,000 times of me saying it. Or I'm in a debate, and the person I'm debating goes, you're wearing a black long-sleeve shirt. I go, no, I'm not. Well, yeah, you are. I mean, it's that level of deception. Like, what? They're just targeting the few percent they think are ignorant. And it didn't work. I've got clips from the news where CNN and others, the people weren't buying it. So here is a breakdown of her big lies on fracking and the Second Amendment.
Vice President Harris, in your last run for president, you said you wanted to ban fracking. Now you don't. You wanted mandatory government buyback programs for assault weapons. Now your campaign says you don't.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking. I've made very clear my position on fracking. And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
California Senator Kamala Harris says if she becomes president, she will take what her campaign calls executive action to combat gun violence.
Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action.
We, who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence, and that's why we will work to pass universal background checks, red flag laws, and an assault weapons ban.
It is reasonable to say that weapons of war have no place on the streets of America. And by that, I mean assault weapons. Weapons of war. They were literally designed to be weapons of war.
Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah.
I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe we need to renew the assault weapons ban.
I'm also in favor of the assault weapons ban. Look, we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America, and we have 5 million assault weapons.
It's 200 million, dumbass.
And assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war, and there is no place for them on a civil society.
There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
An assault weapon is designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly.
We don't have any, we have to get these guns off the street. But I also, you know, I have faith in the American people to know that, you know, that we want to comply with our laws, and that I know that to be true.
We want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books. And Congress needs to have the courage to act and renew the assault weapons ban.
We need an assault weapons ban. These are reasonable things to do.
There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America. We need reasonable gun safety laws.
And it's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
We're putting a new version out of that. At the end, we're going to show her saying, I don't want to ban fracking. That's a lie, and attacking Trump. And then saying, we already showed it some. And then saying again, I don't want your guns. Tim Walz likes to hunt. I mean, that is incredible. And Trump needs to make a campaign ad with that information. The shorter and sweeter and better. We just threw it together real quick last night in like 30 minutes. That's still powerful. So there you go. Here she is in the 2020 debate. She's trying to be president. And getting on Biden about executive orders. But last night she said she wouldn't do executive orders to take the guns. A total liar. Here it is.
In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can, many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
That was a different Kamala, wasn't it? That's the kind of cool Kamala, little black Kamala. Got a totally different Kamala last night. What a chameleon. Chameleon. Gonna take your guns. Gonna smuggle those kids. Gonna destroy your border and start World War III. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so fun. We need to do one of those. Write the lyrics. Let's do it. Okay, let's move on to some other lies here that people are seeing through. This is voters on CNN are reacting to the debate tonight, openly admitting their lives are better under Trump, and they don't trust Kamala Harris. There's another one, Pennsylvania voter. This is the key. President Trump spoke facts. So if you knew the facts, he won by a long shot. If you believe BS, you can say she won. If you believe in fairy tales and Santa Claus, yep, Trump spoke facts while Kamala lied and repeated a bunch of BS talking points back to back.
I think it's important to remember that we are voting for the leader of our country and not who we like the most or who we want in our wedding party, but who is actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower, things were better overall. And now with Kamala's administration, things haven't been so fantastic. And she's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
Were you leaning towards the former president coming in tonight?
Probably.
And did you vote for him in 2016 or 2020?
I did.
He spoke facts. She just basically repeated everything that Biden has said in the past.
What were your thoughts?
She made Donald Trump made a strong closing statement by saying, why didn't they do all the things that she's proposing during the 3.5 years that they've been in office? And Biden did this entire moderate stance back in 2020, and she's trying to do it again in 2024. But she didn't talk about her policy changes between 2020 and 2024. Her whole centrist, moderate stance is just a facade.
Absolutely. So here's some folks' takeaways. Tulsi Gabbard said, this debate is 3-1. The ABC moderator is clearly shilling for Kamala Harris. Nice graphic shows Trump, and then he's at the podium. For radio listeners, I'm describing it. TV viewers sometimes ask, why is he describing it? We can see it. Well, radio listeners, were on 300 plus stations. They can't see this. So the cartoon is Trump behind the lectern. And then you've got the other lecterns, ABC, with Kamala and the two moderators. That is dead on. Ian Wokeness said, CNN's job was to knock Biden out. ABC's job was to prop Harris up. The media is the regime. Vivek Ramaswamy said, we're not up against a candidate. We're up against a machine. That'll be clear tonight. And it was. There's the CNN clip I just mentioned. Cernovich, I'm glad Trump didn't blow it. Tonight was good. Narrative will be the usual. Harris outperformed expectations and is a clear winner. Nah. She showed her hand, Pennsylvania, fracking ban, haunts her. Now she wants to take your guns, she says. Kamala has lied about us. Liz Wheeler, late-term abortion, she lied. Very fine people, Charlottesville. Even Snopes is not true. J6, bloodbath. Climate data, border security, Project 2025, fracking, Second Amendment. She lied about that. The ABC moderators are a disgrace. They're propaganda, Pravda. They've sold their souls. Dave Rubin, Kamala just said she wasn't going to take away your guns. 3 days ago, she said she would ban assault rifles. Actual voters saying the same as we predicted. Debate actually cost Harris potential support, not helped her. Fact check. Kamala Harris falsely claims Trump sold us out to China. And even mainline fact checks like it's the opposite. J.D. Vance did an excellent boil down. We'll get to that. Elon Musk said, while I don't think the debate hosts were fair to real Donald Trump, Kamala Harris exceeded most people's expectations tonight. That said, when it comes to getting things done, not just saying nice-sounding words, I strongly believe that Trump will do a far better job. After all, if Kamala could do great things, why hasn't she? Biden rarely shows up to work, so she's basically in charge already. The question comes down to this. Do you want current trends to continue for 4 more years, or do you want change? And it goes on from there. Of course, there's the money shot where Trump says, excuse me, I'm talking now. That was great. Mike Pompeo says, let's be clear, when Kamala says she's executed the Trump plan for her Afghanistan withdrawal, she's lying. Yeah, they didn't do his plan. RF Kennedy Jr. says the reason why VP Harris has the support of 200 Republicans is that these establishment Republicans are closer to their views than President Trump. They exemplify what I've called the uniparty. Trump is running against the establishment, and that's why they hate him. Boom. Fact check. Trump says inflation was very low when he was president, even with tariffs. It's true. Bail fund promoted by Harris helped man accused of sexually raping a child. The fact checkers against Kamala tonight are going to be an endless and brutal. I'm starting to enjoy every second of it. Abortion access in the United States. And then it shows all the places you can kill a baby even after it's born. And it goes on and on and on. Dr. Phil did a good job explaining the bias. He was a little even too fair, though. Piers Morgan, the traitor that he is to humanity, says that Kamala did a great job and won. Cernovich says, no need for Trump to do any more of these rigged debates. Harris slowed down and showed how weak she is. She's losing Pennsylvania. Let J.D. mop up Waltz and stick to the issues. Fracking bans, gun confiscation, border crime. And human smuggling of children, they disappeared. That's the big one. My God, can we get anybody talking about this? Fact check, Kamala lied about unemployment figures attacking Trump. Just lied. There's a lot more here, but I want to shift gears into more of this, but also 9/11 and some key clips and just the bottom line of what happened there. And take your calls and your comments on Spaces that we launched 55 minutes ago on X at Real Alex Jones. And then I've got a lot of other news dealing with the economy and the world and more arrests and more reports and videos of Haitians all over the place eating dogs, cats, and chickens and geese and ducks. They say doesn't exist, of course. Just like they said the Venezuelan gangs don't exist in your apartments, now it's all admitted. They just try to lie to you at first and see if it works. Of course, it doesn't work anymore because they have less viewers than we have, and we're telling the truth and they're lying. So let's get Harmon in there to take the calls. I'll give the number out right when we start the next hour. We're going to take first-time callers like we did yesterday in the first raft. And then after those first people get on the board, you hear anybody hang up when they're done talking, that's your chance to dial in for everybody. But first-time callers, I would love to give you a chance to get on. We'd love to hear from you. I'll give the number out here in just a moment. And we would love to speak to you about the debate last night and also the 23rd anniversary of 9/11. Just like COVID, a big globalist event to create a digital society, a surveillance grid, a control grid, not for the Islamists who they brought in mass, but for the West. All these events are about control. And the globalists said they use terror, collapsing borders, viruses to bring in their world government. That's in so many of the famous leaked WEF and UN documents, and now it's all public. We'll be discussing that next hour. Please remember, yeah, we had 14 million viewers just to our pre, during, and post-debate coverage on X alone. Amazing. Millions at InfoWars, millions on radio stations. I'd say conservatively, 20 million people tuned in last night. I checked this morning, no extra money. Regular sales, barely enough to pay the bills. I'm not bitching. These are great products. I need your support. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need Nitric Boost. You need X2. You need X3. You need high-quality CBD gummies and 1,000-milligram tincture, highest quality CBD for inflammation, your brain, your whole body. Does incredible things. It's a miracle God gave us the good part of the cannabis without the stuff that gets you, you know, dumb. It's there. InfoWarsMD, InfoWarsStore.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products and more. Cabachill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest at drjonesnaturals.com. I need your support, plus the great products. Take action like that small percent to support us and continue to fund the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you. the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.